Dixon came up a little hamstring.
Yeah, I don't think it's any big deal, but we held him out of practice today more for a precautionary measure. But we'll have to see how he's doing tomorrow and then probably work him out before the game, see where he's at.
We had the same place with playing at Condo last week, pretty much?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, pretty much the same place where he was, and we'll see where he's at, you know, tomorrow and then even on Sunday.
How is the quarterback looking for you? Is it kind of getting a little more clear?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a pretty good plan for what we're going to do and how we're going to try to attack that position. So we'll be ready on Sunday, come, you know, anything that comes our way.
Steelers have historically been a very physical team. How do you feel that you match up with their physicality?
That's what we've got to do. I mean, we got to match their physical play, and that's kind of been our plan, is to be able to match them physically this week.
Is officially the Palomalu and Harrison officially out? So, I was looking at their snaps from that last time he played. They both had huge games. Thoughts of now going against them without them officially?
Well, they've played good defense without those guys playing, so we got to prepare to play the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, whoever they put out there, the 11 guys that they put out there, and they'll put 11 quality guys out there, and we'll have a challenge trying to meet that.
Yesterday, Dennis, Greg talked about everybody needed perspective and patience regarding the offense. How much patience can you afford to have as a head coach if your offense doesn't get going?
Well, the big difference is I believe in the system. I believe in what we're doing. And when you believe in something, you stick to it, and you have your patience with it. But it's all about a belief. Most of the time, people, when they don't believe in something, that's when they want to make a lot of changes. I've got belief in it, and it's going to work.
Carson said earlier in the week that the offense can catch fire at any moment. What do you see in practice and film room that leads you to believe that?
Well, I feel the same way as Carson does. You know, our guys are out here working extremely hard every day. We've got some talented players, and we've got some explosive playmakers. And, you know, all we're looking for is one or two times where they get a crease, you know, or somebody gets open down the field and it becomes a big play. So, you know, the difference between, you know, big play and just an average play is really minor in the National Football League. And so we're close. We're a lot closer than some might think. And we're going to continue to progress.
Janikowski, any question? He's questionable, but are you confident?
He's questionable for the game, but I feel pretty confident he'll be out there.
Talk about encouraging a team to match another team physically. Is that something where you maybe allow a little more contact in practice during the week, or is it just encouraging them to play?
Well, I mean, you're pretty much kind of – you're stuck to what the rules are as far as how much contact you can have and how many days you can be in pads. We were in pads the one day that we were really kind of allowed to be in pads this week. So, but it's something – it's
–
well, you know, you try to prepare your guys mentally for the type of game it's going to be. And that's the type of game it's going to be, and it's going to be an intense physical football game, and we got to come out and play that way.
Get Willie Smith going to start this week. You know, he replaced Khalid last time.
Yeah, we'll wait and see on that, but he's been taking some reps this week and feel pretty good about where he's at.
What are your other options if he wasn't?
Well, we've got Tony Barksdale. Tony Bergstrom. We've got Joe Barksdale. I mean, we've got other options that could potentially be there if we needed to.
I guess Dick LeBeau talked about the possibility of the Wildcat this week and being prepared for it.
Got to be prepared for anything.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
A smile.
Does that do it, everybody?
I got one more. We asked Reggie about this, but DeMarcus Van Dyke is back this week. How tough was that to let them go, and what was that process?
All those decisions are tough decisions, and none of them are made easily. So, yeah, it was a tough decision. And, you know, he's a young player and he's got a chance to improve. And sounds like, you know, they've been pleased with what he's been doing there.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.